What's startling, though, is that one day in and Greece is already renouncing EU Council statements. As for the point of contention, it was this statement that blames Russia for the killing of 30 civilians in the eastern Ukrainian city of Mariupol, which was shelled recently. Apparently, the Greeks say that they were not consulted about this, that they did not give their consent to be added as signatories to that statement. RT, though, contacted the EU Council, and a spokesperson there told us that while they regret that Greece wasn't on board this statement, they say that they did consult the new Greek authorities, which, you know, begs the question of how Greece ended up as a signatory when it was against it. Nevertheless, this is the first time, apparently, that an EU Council statement has been renounced after being published by an EU member state. So it just goes to show you that the new Greek government isn't shy about, you know, letting it be known what it thinks. But it's also indicative of the differences between the new Greek government and the authorities, the establishment in Europe. And these aren't just political differences. We also know that the new Greek government is planning on renegotiating its 240 billion euro debt to the EU, the IMF, its creditors. But the key word here is renegotiate, not default. And I know the media has a habit of portraying this new government as somewhat radical. But one line that the Prime Minister said struck me personally. He said, "We won't get into a mutually destructive clash, but we will not continue a policy of subjection," which likely indicates that the new Greek government is not going to be the old government that played along with whatever the EU told it to do.